Bit of pain worth long-term security from Iran, Besant tells BBC. Israel and Lebanon hold first direct talks since 1993. 3 years of messages at once, a chronicle of Sudan's war pours in as trapped reporter's phone turns on. Man wins 1 Mimiur Picasso painting in 100 euro charity raffle. 250 missing after migrant boat sinks in Indian Ocean. Watch Vance heckled as he chides Pope. Hamas rejects Gaza disarmament plan. Palestinian official says partner of U.S. influencer who died in Zanzibar speaking to police as witness. J.D. Vance defends backing great guy, Orban's campaign after landslide defeat. Another woman accuses Swalwell of rape, saying he drugged her in 2018. U.S. blockade of Iran ports irresponsible and dangerous, China says. Retrial over death of Argentina legend Maradona begins. French woman 86, held by ICE after moving to U.S. to reunite with long-lost love. Watch. What are Harry and Meghan doing in Australia? Hungary's next PM would pick up if Putin calls and tell him to stop Ukraine war. They are striking everywhere. Paramedics in Lebanon speak to BBC after Israeli strikes. 16 injured after ex-student opens fire at high school in Turkey. Cameroon separatists to pause fighting ahead of Pope visit. Police officers among seven arrested over deadly Haiti stampede. South Korea jails 90-year-old woman for laundering son's drug money. Italian PM condemns ally Trump over unacceptable. Pope criticism. Spanish PM's wife charged with corruption after two-year probe. Eric Swalwell to resign from Congress after sexual misconduct claims. Bong Bong Marcos fights ill health rumors with star jumps. Leo becomes first pope to visit Algeria at start of major Africa tour. Iran carried out highest number of executions in decades. Canada was once a dream destination for Indian students. Is that changing? Nazi search engine shows if ancestors were in Hitler's party. Hospital at center of child HIV outbreak caught reusing syringes in undercover filming. Lebanon seeks peace, but Hezbollah needs to be convinced first. Can this man broaden the appeal of a South African party seen by some as too white? Katia Adler, jubilation in Budapest will be felt in Europe, but leaves Moscow cold. Quantum computing, a tech race. Europe could win? Democrats were already scrambling in California's governor race. Then Swalwell dropped out. The U.S. blockade of Iran is a gamble. Will it work? Viktor Orban's Hungarian experiment runs out of steam. Trump's threat raises risks and leaves predicaments unchanged. On patrol with Canadian forces securing the Arctic as global threats grow. Why and how is the U.S. blockading Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz? Political turmoil in Indian border state as 9 million lose voting rights. U.S. blockade of Iranian ports explained in 2 minutes. Celebrities and fans pay tributes to Asha Basel. Hungarian voters celebrate much-needed change. U.S. drivers head to Native American lands for cheaper gas. It's a special thing to be on planet Earth. Artemis crew welcomed home in Houston, a shipment of Austrian timber and its tortuous new route to Qatar. Oil mixed as Middle East supply uncertainty outweighs hopes for U.S.-Iran talks. South Korea says Israel accepts explanation, dispute over President Lee's comments resolved. U.S. destroyer interdicts two oil tankers attempting to leave Iran, official says. Strait of Hormuz traffic barely affected on first day of U.S. blockade. Data shows U.S. issues license allowing transactions with some Venezuelan banks. NLACP sues Musk's XAI, alleging illegal operation of gas turbines. Oil prices drop on hopes of more talks between U.S. and Iran. Exclusive, U.S. will not renew waiver on Iranian oil as it mounts pressure on Tehran, sources say. BTIG names top U.S. food stocks poised for profit growth. Australia's Immutep rallies over 100% on FDA orphan drug designation. Cosmo Pharma's male hair loss treatment shows sustained hair growth in year-long study.